Brian Batko is here for Camp Chronicles. Hello, Brian.
Tony, I think you should do the Eric laugh from Billy Madison.
That's a good
one. The one that Carl imitates.
Donnie loved that. Donnie was laughing through the glass here when you said that one, Brian.
Isn't Carl the guy that interrupted the potential makeout session there?
Yeah. Carl, good to see you.
Yeah. Anyways, Brian, let's talk about...
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with this.
Or you do the laugh at the beginning of Crazy Train. Is Ozzy Osbourne, where's he? Is he from the Bay Area, or did I make that up?
He's from England.
Yeah, he's English.
Is he from the Bay Area? Yeah, he's from Oakland.
You know, overseas, it's getting... You're getting into some unfamiliar territory for my musical taste there.
You might be the only person in the United States who didn't know that Ozzy Osbourne was English. You really might be. That's like me thinking Hatchett was an actual person and not just the name of a band.
I disagree. I think it's generational. You think intern Sonny Gray is going to come in here and tell you where Ozzy Osbourne's from? He's probably going to ask you, was he in the Oilers minor league system?
Yeah, who was he playing for? Was he in the WHA?
What's his band, Black Sabbath?
Yes.
Not my style of music.
All right, let me ask you this, Brian. I know. You post a lot of stories with rap, so I know you're more of a hip-hop guy. Are you disappointed in intern Dom that he had no idea what the Holy Roller play was? Webster's defines the Holy Roller as and just stalled for about 30 solid seconds before he finally admitted he knew nothing about it.
I think Brian likes intern Dom. I think he's...
Yeah, I mean, we're...
But I'm asking, are you disappointed that he didn't know what that very infamous play is?
Not from a generational standpoint, but Dom, the little I know of him and have spoken with him and followed him online, he seems like he's kind of a football and sports geek. So in that sense, I probably would have pegged him for knowing that one.
Brian, are you like Mark Caballi hearing rumblings about Brandon Ayuk coming to the Steelers? You hearing rumblings?
I mean,
chatter,
not
maybe
today, but it seems like, again, with the ball being over in San Fran's court, which everybody seems to agree on, the only thing I wonder about is, are the Niners treating this a little bit like how the Ravens treated the Lamar situation a couple years ago, where they feel like they need to drive Brandon Ayuk all the way to the edge of the cliff and basically dangle him over it before pulling him back and trying to get the best deal for themselves? That to me would be the only minor caveat of this not going the Steelers' way.
I mean, so you ultimately think that he ends up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, correct?
I do. I'm just not discounting one of the more shrewd front offices in the league. And, you know, I never thought the Ravens and Lamar would see eye to eye again. They figured a way to patch it up, but Lamar probably in a different stratosphere from Ayuk as a player.
Would you change your Steelers win total on the season if they got Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe by one, but I still just don't think the combination of QB play and O-line play is going to be enough to really make them a true contender in my mind.
I think he's like wide receiver 18 or so in the league. I think Pony has him more in the, 9 to 12 range?
Correct.
Who's closer to the mark or closer to Brian Batko's opinion of Brandon Ayuk, the actual player?
I think you, Mulzy. Mm. I don't have a list in front of me, but I did try to go through it the other day, and I was really having a hard time talking myself into making him a top 10 guy, and I feel like he's probably closer to 20 than 10, maybe get up to 15. I don't know. I still think that as good of a route runner as he is, big play guy, it seems like he's willing to block too. Something about that scheme's got to help wide receivers look good. It seems like he's always, you know, wide open for the most part.
Brian, can you explain to me how, after a pretty subpar preseason game in which he got injured, your colleague at the Post-Gazette, Jerry Dulac, is saying that Troy Fautanu will be the starting right tackle and that there's more of a competition at left tackle? I would have thought after an average game and an injury, right tackle would be more of a position battle. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, for Mr. You can't box without sparring, Mike Tomlin, who loves to also say He doesn't want to speculate on matters like that come the regular season. I was sort of surprised to see that. Jerry, you know, wrote it very authoritatively, so I don't at all doubt what he's been told, but I do wonder if the Steelers are maybe trying to frame things a little bit as, hey, one bad performance with a minor injury doesn't mean this guy is going to be a bust. Everybody pumped the brakes. He was doing well. That Mike Tomlin said that on the record the other day, that he liked his trajectory before the game, and basically nothing to see here. He's going to be fine. So I think there's the truth's probably somewhere in the middle. I long thought he'd have a better chance of starting week one than Broderick Jones did a year ago because of his experience, but he doesn't have much experience at right tackle. So I'm very much staying tuned on this one, and I think plans can change. Another Tomlinism, hardcore plan, but stay light on your feet, right?
Brian, what are they doing with Broderick Jones here? What's going on? Like, are they jerking this guy's chain for reasons that we in the general public don't know? I know Jerry's indicated that it's likely he wins the competition at left tackle, but why are they even floating the idea that there is one right now between he and Dan Moore?
I think Broderick's got such a higher ceiling than the other two, and he's such an easygoing, you know, everything rolls off of his back type of young guy. Like, he doesn't know what he doesn't know in the NFL. And every time we talk to him from a media to player standpoint, he's always like, I don't care. As long as I'm on the field, left, right, I can do both. It's fine. It's whatever. I'm guessing he probably tells the coaches the same thing. So to me, he's definitely going to be in there, and they're not so much worried about, oh, he needs to get comfortable at left or at right. They truly think he can do it on either side, and you know, the other spot will play out as it does. You can argue whether that's the right thing for a young guy or not, but he seems to have the right mentality about all of it.
Brian, is there a chance that Saturday night Justin Fields starts and Russell Wilson comes into the game second? And if that happens, what will that tell you about the Steelers quarterback situation?
I think there's a chance, because they do alternate reps almost seemingly randomly at times in practice. But I don't know that it'd be great for the optics, so I wouldn't bet on that happening. I think my most likely scenarios would be Russ starts, Fields comes in second, Russ doesn't play at all until the third season or the third preseason game, and then what you just laid out there. I mean, Mike Tomlin can talk his way around anything, certainly, and those of us who are there at practice all the time can tell you that, you know, Russ is getting more reps and ramping up each day. But I just think it would look a little bit strange if, and that would also mean Russ is probably playing with the second teamers more than Fields. And that would sort of be odd as well, and not what we've seen on the practice field.
How much did Zach Frazier help his cause with the way he played against Houston, Brian?
I think immensely. And it was sort of the culmination of the way he'd been practicing the 2 or 3 days leading up to that. I think you can tell that Mike Tomlin really likes him. You can tell the players really like him. I mean, Kyle Allen spoke very highly of him after the game, being wise beyond his years. So I think they're still being fair to Herbig, a guy who hasn't really played poorly in practice. Even the snaps, I think, were, I'd probably put those more on Fields than him. But, you know, Frazier, he was drafted to be this guy. He's someone else who has a ton of college experience. I think it's only a matter of time before he gets in there as a starter, more so than Troy Faltanu. And they actually didn't give him as many first-team reps yesterday and Sunday as I thought they would coming off the game. But again, I think it's a matter of when, not if, he's starting.
Who was Brian Batko, Steelers training camp MVP in 2024?
Well, not over yet, but man, I guess I would, on the offensive side, I'd probably go Justin Fields, just because I didn't expect him to look as good as he has. And you have to weight the quarterback position more than you. Like, I like what I've seen from Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, but none of those guys, or Jonathan Ward, but none of them are moving the meter as much as a quarterback who might have a little bit more meat on the bone than we thought coming out of OTAs and minicamp.
Brian Batko on a day off from practice, one more tomorrow, then a joint session with the Bills at Acrisure on Thursday, play them Saturday. Brian, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Sorry to all the Aussie fans out there. Mea culpa.